We're with David Dent, one of the directors of Shildon Football Club today, who's just presented a talk at a public meeting, basically expressing the club's three-year plan. There's lots of exciting developments in the pipeline. David, you spoke about a lot of things at the meeting this morning. You kind of spoke about the notion of Shildon being a community club and reaching out into the community as much as possible, and quite a lot of other things. We'll start with your notion of how the club does become much more of a community club in terms of reaching out into the Shildon community.
Yeah, thanks, Archie. As I said at the public meeting, I think the future of a lot of Northern League clubs will be around being community football clubs. We've been very fortunate in the partnerships that we've forged already with organisations such as the Foundation of Light, who've got an outreach centre in Shildon. They do fantastic stuff. The Foundation of Light are the charitable arm of Sunderland Football Club, and they do some fantastic stuff around getting kids back into work, providing training opportunities. And we want to build on that with the work that we're doing with the development centre, lining that up with the foundation, and just to reach out, use the football club as a medium to reach out into the wider community, and feel as if, you know, all members of the community form part of our football club.
And one of those elements of reaching out into the community is the development centre. I mean, Shildon have had a development centre, which I think your company originally founded a couple of seasons ago, and that's now growing quite extensively. And you know, today you've announced that there's new teams coming into that as well.
It's gone beyond my wildest dreams, really. I set the development centre up with a guy called Chris Hughes 2.5 years ago. We've now got in excess of 10 teams. There's over 200 children who are registered with the development centre. And it gives them football opportunities, it gives them sporting opportunities. It's for kids of all ages, both sexes, all abilities. But it's far much more than football. There's a link in with the wider community, and we're really excited about where it can go, and I think that, together with the partnership with the Foundation of Light, has attracted teams from outside of Shildon who want to form part of our development centre and our youth setup, because of the opportunities that we can give through football and through education for their children, and an advancement for their playing aspirations.
So in terms of the expansion of the footballing side for Shildon, you're now looking at bringing in an under-18 side, a reserve side.
When I came to this football club 3 years ago, we had one team. We will have 14 teams next season, from the age of 7 up to the first team. We've attracted a reserve side from Durham City who are going to play at Shildon next season. And as you say, we've got under-18s, which then stretched down to the age of under-7. We're delighted with the way that's gone.
And in terms of the future development of the club, obviously we were talking about the three-year plan there, and part of that includes setting aside money in a growth fund for the football club, to see it then being able to possibly access additional funding in terms of growing the club itself.
Yes, we've worked extremely hard in establishing a growth fund with the support of our supporters club, who do a tremendous job in sitting alongside and helping develop the football club. That fund sits in the tens of thousands now. The next step is to conduct a feasibility study to look at whether or not we improve or enhance Dean Street, which has been our home for lots and lots of years, or whether or not we consider moving, relocating to a new ground. Once that decision's been made, and that feasibility study we're looking to commence very shortly and conclude in the autumn, we'll then look to match fund whatever funds we've got in the growth fund with various funding sources to then hopefully start commencing the first phase of development this time next year.
And you obviously mentioned the supporters club there, and in terms of the club progressing, obviously the supporters club and the assistance of volunteers is something that's quite important. And I think there was a call out there during the meeting as well to ask for volunteers possibly to assist with things, particularly like the pitch maintenance.
Yeah, as we did last season, this season is also we've invested for our level quite significant sums in improving the pitch. The manager's philosophy is to play football the right way, to not go from back to front as quickly as possible, to play football on the ground, and he needs a playing surface which gives him the environment to do that. So we've made the necessary commitment, set the necessary funds aside, with support from the Supporters Club financially, I would say, as well. And what we need is really the Supporters Club to support us in replacing divots at the end of games, and also to roll the pitch with a light roller following games, really, to make sure that, you know, the pitch stays in as good a condition as we possibly can throughout the rest of the season.
Great, and in terms of everything that you spoke about in the 3-year plan, how confident are you in terms of actually achieving the vision that you have?
I'm extremely confident. We've worked very hard over the course of the last few months in restructuring the board, in looking at the restructure of the club. Additional directors have been brought on board. We're in discussions with a couple of other directors, including a director of football, who work very closely with the board and the management team and work across all of the teams within the development centre. And it's now about that director of football, that board, producing the necessary investment and ideas and energy to realise our ambitions, and we're well on the way to achieving that.
Yeah, and you talk about ambitions there, David, and there's obviously the odd detractor that comes along on various different sort of online forums and things that says that, you know, any Northern League club that doesn't look to take promotion the following season possibly doesn't actually have any ambition. So how do you react to that?
We are an ambitious club, but I think your ambitions have got to be they've got to be underpinned with a dose of reality as well. We've now gone the first step. We've put on board a structure in which the infrastructure of the club can develop, whether that's finances, whether that's the youth setup, whether that's the ground. We've pulled together a plan and a blueprint where the finances and the revenue of the club will increase. We now need to see whether or not the people of Shildon and the surrounding area want us to progress, and that will only be manifested in increased gate takings. We also want to see what the structure of the pyramid is going to be in the coming year or so. It'll be interesting to see, with Darlington and Spennymoor moving in there, how that moves forward. Let's see how that infrastructure develops. And I would say, even within the 3-year period, on an annual basis, let's take stock of how we're going, what the ambitions are of the football club, and we will move up when it's the right time for Shildon Football Club. This business plan is being put together by business people. When we're financially in that position, when our infrastructure is in place, we'll then give that due consideration.